Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Dujanovic.
As the morning has gone on, we have been hearing from a lot of listeners who were trying to vote last night at their in-person Republican caucus. They did what they thought they were supposed to do. They followed the rules of the GOP here in Utah to vote in person, and they had Wi-Fi issues. They couldn't pre-register. Some of them weren't quite sure if their votes even got tallied. We heard from one woman down in the Utah County area who said when she turned her ballot in, her piece of paper in with the presidential preference poll with Nikki Haley's name on it, the volunteer took it and shoved it in her own purse.
Yeah, the purse. I dropped mine off in a Tupperware. Caitlin used a bag. Caitlin's our producer. And then LeVar Webb, who we just spoke to, he got to text his in because of a little mix-up, cross-up, foul-up, whatever it might be. But so we got the Tupperware, the bag, the purse, and the text. So to say it was an eclectic experience is an understatement.
And on top of that, we heard from Taylor Morgan earlier in the show, who's a KSL at Night host, that turnout wasn't that great. At least not yet from the numbers that he's seen and he's looked at. He thought he put it somewhere around 10%. Robert Axon, chair of the GOP, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, happy to join you.
Let's start with the chaos and the reports of chaos that we got, and particularly want you to focus on how you know for sure that Republicans' votes were counted last night, because we have had numerous complaints here and concerns that, you know, one vote went into somebody's purse. Others went into plastic containers. One woman emailed us here at Broadcast House and said the volunteers at her location said they weren't even sure the votes were going to get tallied.
Yeah, so, I mean, great questions. First, I think it's important to have the context of, 2,400 precinct locations around the state of Utah and hundreds of physical locations. And the vast majority of those went very well, were well attended, and ran smoothly. And so I'm very grateful to any Republican who showed up and wanted to participate. Certainly, the same is true for all of the many volunteers that made that happen. There were some precinct meetings and some along the Wasatch Front especially that ran into challenges. And to the folks that navigated those challenges, both as a participant or a volunteer, I appreciate it. I'm grateful for them, especially with the frustration of having something that is delayed or whatnot. But very grateful for the very strong turnout. As for the question that you have of the votes being tallied, I would point out that the critical part to our whole process is that those votes were all counted in the precinct meetings. So if you put your vote in a box at the front of the room or it was put into a bag, it was done in front of all of your fellow precinct members. Had you stuck around, and any Republican who stuck around to the end of the meeting, there was a point at which all of the precinct ballots were counted. So it's a transparent process that was done in front of anybody that wanted to stick around for that, and most people did. So each of these precincts where you had folks casting votes, and those votes being counted, there were often, potentially a few dozen people that were watching that tally happen.
I know in my experience when I went, it was messy. There's a lot of grace given, I think, because these are our neighbors. They are volunteers. They are not professionals. But if the county clerk ran their voting like we just experienced yesterday, they'd all be fired. And I think that kind of speaks to how much, again, grace was given, when I think we have a wheel that we've developed, and it felt like we tried to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, no, I completely hear what you're saying. What I would point out and stress is there's different systems between a caucus system and a primary system, right? Like you said, the clerks, they do this. They do it professionally. They are paid staff. They have resources from tax dollars that go into the multi-millions of dollars. What happens, though, is you have another element of the caucus system, that there's this trade-off. So the pros and cons of each, you get the pros when you lean into one, but you miss out on other elements of the democratic process. And so one of those elements that you receive in a caucus approach is folks coming together and engaging, even if at times it feels a little bit messy, because all aspects of civic engagement and really good citizenry requires more than just casting a vote. And that's important. But again, this ability to come together in a neighborhood also has its benefits here in the state of Utah. We certainly leaned into those. And in that trade-off, we'll have to look at, you know, the cost-benefit analysis. Was it still worthwhile? And I think there was a lot of wins that happened last night, and certainly many lessons that we'll have to learn from.
Well, you had Wi-Fi troubles. You had a website, the Utah GOP website, that appeared to crash or not be accessible by numerous people. And from our analysis here so far, you've had about 10% turnout. So not a lot of neighbors did come together. Now, at Bingham High, where there was a crowd, at Copper Hills, at Harriman, at Alta High, at Brighton High School, all reporting problems. These are some major areas that have reported problems. And I still get back to the fact that we still have a woman who voted last night, or who was at her in-person caucus, and she said the volunteer took her ballot, if you will, for lack of a piece of paper, and stuck it in her personal purse. How can you justify that?
I can't speak to a specific circumstance. I mean, the very first thing that I'm hearing of that was a moment ago when you brought that up. So certainly that's something that we could look into.
Will you be looking at complaints from Republican voters who feel like their vote might not have been counted, or that there were some discrepancies on how the process worked at their individual caucus meeting?
There's certainly lessons to be learned on a couple of those highly attended sites that ran into the technical issues. And those are legitimate frustrations, and I can appreciate people having those and certainly want to look into that. I am very confident in the tabulation process and the counting process and the effort that was put into that, not just, you know, hey, we put in the effort, so give us a break. But no, it was also the execution of it and the multiple means for people to check on that, including that transparent in-caucus counting of the local precinct ballots, but all the way up into how we tabulated those statewide and the poll watching and observation from both the Nikki Haley campaign and the Donald Trump campaign. They had a high degree of confidence of what was being done. They got to see all of the aspects of that. And so the delays in some areas, legitimate. We've got to figure that out, and we have to learn from that. The counting of the votes, very confident in how that was done and that it was a fair process.
Could you even do an audit if you had to?
Yeah, so we actually have down to the precinct level what those votes are. And again, if you were in your precinct, you got to, and you stuck around to the end, you saw what the count was. You would be able to check that against what we have. We have not only the physical ballots are retained on the county level, but we have photos of the tabulation sheet that were taken, as well as those tabulation sheets themselves that were signed by the people in each precinct counting those. So there were multiple redundancies for us to double check. And, you know, there was one or two times where the data wasn't matching up. And you look at it, and it's like, okay, they entered the information on the wrong line in a spreadsheet. But we had the photos, we had the physical form, we were able to check that. And so that redundancy was able to give the high degree of confidence to the various campaigns and also created a system where I, again, can say that I am confident that the process worked in spite of the delays and the challenges on some of the pre-registration that occurred in some sites.
So Robert, to make sure that Republican voters who participated or tried to participate in their in-person caucus meetings have that same level of confidence that you're sharing with us right now, would you allow for an independent audit of last night's processes and the tally? An independent audit.
You know, so anybody can look at the results. They're up at utgop.org. Those results will continue to get more down to the granular level. I think the transparency is there and available for anybody that wants to look at it. We certainly find that to be sufficient in the postmortem of how we look at this. We'll figure out, you know, what worked, what didn't work. And we'll move on. But I'm grateful that we had over 100,000 Utahns that showed up and participated with us. That's no small number. And that's something that now leans into that delegate candidate process, because we now have 4,000 state delegates alone, let alone the county delegates, who will be engaging with all of our various Republican candidates. That's an exciting time of the season. I think it's an important one that this system allows that a primary would not.
Would you do it again?
You know, that's a question for the state Republican Party to decide 4 years from now. Under state law, they decide whether or not to do a primary or a caucus as a function of the presidential nomination. They'll be able to make that decision with what we had at our hands and in front of us 6 months ago, 8 months ago, when we made this decision. We made the right decision. And certainly, you know, again, lessons need to be learned. You always need to be improving the process. But yeah. I think the messiness, quote unquote, of what happened last night is also a sign of a very strong democratic process and one that I'm proud of.
Robert Axon, thank you for joining us, Utah chair of the GOP.